I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's Monday.
Shh, be very, very quiet. It's Ginny. She's in her natural habitat. Yes, she's with someone, but who is she with? All we know for sure, it's Monday, and she's drinking a mocha. It must be Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
Happy Monday, my friends. Today's Monday Mocha will be enjoyed with a lovely gentleman named Matthew Bivens. I connected with him amidst a bit of work that I came across recently, and I reached out to him about it. And as a result of that, we connected and I invited him on my podcast. We had an awesome conversation about mindset and personalized routine. And what I like about Matthew's tips is he talks about what works for you rather than what works for everyone else. Matthew's also a fellow podcaster, and he's all about creating your abundant, loving life. So without further ado, here's my Monday Mocha, a very special one with Matthew Bivens. So you were saying that you've always been intentional with your practice?
Not always, but when I you know, am intentional, it benefits me for sure. And so, you know, it can vary day to day with what I might do. But I'll be honest, some days I just sleep in. I let my 2-year-old wake me up. And on those days, she gets me up and we go about the day, and I might jump into work without taking a few minutes for myself. But I know that for myself, when I do take those moments, when I do start out with something like stretching or yoga or breathing or whatever, I'm off to the races. Like I'm so much more focused and creative and much higher patience. And I tend to do other healthy things throughout the day because I kicked off my day in a healthy way.
I love how honest you were there, how that you said that, you know, sometimes you sleep in and you let your 2-year-old wake you up. I think that's a very important thing to also acknowledge too in your journey when you're trying to create a life that you love, is that some days your body might say, nah, you're not moving anywhere.
Totally. And you know what? I love honesty. I love vulnerability, just brutal transparency, because, you know, social media and internet technology is wonderful. I love it so much. I've created business around it. But at the same time, some of the things that it does is create this space where I don't personally see as much transparency as I want. And I'm a balanced lifestyle coach. And so I work with people all the time who are working on shifting habits, or who are working on, you know, what does it look like for them to just be their most awesome selves? And people have, myself included, have these perceptions of perfection, that we have to have it all figured out, that I need to wake up 7 out of 7 days at 5:45 in the morning, and I need to, you know, take a cold shower, you know, right? That's a trending thing. Yeah. Take a freezing cold shower, journal my intentions for 30 minutes, do an hour and a half workout, and, you know, eat a smoothie bowl. And like, that's how I'm supposed to start my day every day. And I'm tossing all that out because I'm more interested in doing what works for me and what keeps me, you know, flowing, and all that perfection stuff definitely doesn't serve me.
What you just said there, how perfection stuff doesn't really serve you. When did you come to the point of realization of that? What were the leading moments to that realization for yourself?
I'm still realizing it, honestly, because there's so many moments when I compare myself to other people, because that I feel like they look like they got their stuff together, right? Because I never know if they have their stuff together. I'm just going off what I see on Instagram or in a video of theirs. And then I compare myself and I say, man, I didn't wake up early this morning. I really must be off my game. So it's a constant reminder for me. But a number of years ago, I definitely wasn't as mindful and intentional about just taking care of myself, what it meant to love on myself. And so that whole perfection thing really ran rampant in my mind. And I just felt it in my body, just felt anxious all the time, felt sad, felt lonely, felt a lot of different things, because I just had this bar that I was never able to reach.
You touched on there how you kept comparing yourself to other people. And I think that's the number one thing that's actually holding others back. The one that they compare themselves to other people. And secondly, they care about what other people think. And you touched on a very interesting point there. And I think when it comes to, you know, I've looked at your website and I read up on you before I interviewed you, and you're very much about, you know, setting an intention, having a personal mission statement. So a lot of your podcasts and what you do is very much about, you know, you and what you want to create in the world, in the space that you have. If you could give some advice to someone who's kind of struggling to get to that spot, what are some of the things that you could suggest, Matthew, that worked for you?
Just coming to the realization that if I wasn't setting my intentions and planning, someone else was doing it for me.
Yeah, so true.
And, you know, somebody else might just be society or cultural norms or expectations, that if I didn't wake up and say, you know what is it? What does being a man mean to me? What does masculinity look like for me? And if I wasn't aware enough and courageous enough to define it and then live it, then I'd be falling into the scripting and the beliefs that others handed me. And that's why, you know, on my show, I talk so much about that stuff, you know, because for me, I think your thoughts, you know, I love reading the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And in that book, he really reinforces what I believe is a very old quote or a very old mantra. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap character. Sow character, reap destiny. So it always goes back to those thoughts. And being intentional for me is about really thinking about what it is you want to create, thinking about what it is you want to experience, creating a vision around it, feeling it, and then from there, in my opinion and in my experience, it will influence your behavior. So, you know, I talk about things like law of attraction on my podcast. I've always had a disempowering relationship to the idea of law of attraction, because what I understood it to be was, I'm going to place my order to the universe. I want to have a 6-figure salary effortlessly. And then poof, now the universe takes care of it. But what I understand it to be today is more of what I just shared on the intention. Let me place my intention and let me continue to keep that intention top of mind. Let me write it down in something like a mission statement or something like monthly goals or something like a vision board. And let me keep going back to that mission statement and those goals and that vision board. And let me keep reminding myself of those things. And it's going to influence my behavior. And as my behavior starts to be influenced, then my habits start to change. And as my habit shifts, then all the things that I create around me start to shift. So that's how I view intention and law of attraction and all that stuff today. It's through that lens.
Absolutely. It's like one of my spiritual teachers told me that your relationship with the universe is a relationship, meaning that it's a two-way street. It can't just be like what you just said to the universe. Hey, I want a 6-figure salary. I'm going to write it down. So bring it to me. You've got to change your thought forms. You got to do something that is in the mindset or the intention or the heart space of someone who has that kind of money. So I love that you touched on that, Matthew. Another thing I want to ask you is, obviously, you're very well connected with yourself and your intention. I'm wondering if there was ever a time that you hated Mondays.
Of course. Of course.
When was that?
I mean, for most of my life, I hated Mondays when I was in school. I never liked high school very much. And so like middle school, elementary school was great. I was very carefree. You know, I was just a kid kind of running around. In high school, I became more self-aware and I became much more self-conscious. And I became much more judgmental, much more critical, all these different things. I just remember, you know, I grew up with dogs and cats. And I remember so vividly on mornings, particularly Monday mornings, I would see my dog just, you know, laying on the carpet and think, man, I wish I could just be you right now because I don't want to go to school.
Aww.
So, you know, I disliked Mondays in high school. College was different for me. It was a much different experience. But when I started working, Mondays were the beginning of the grind. They really were the beginning of a 5-day, you know, just like getting towards the weekend. And I could totally identify with the songs and the quotes and the little jokes about, you know, working for the weekend and all of that stuff. It's very different today. I freaking love Mondays, But it's, you know, for most of my academic life and my work life, I didn't love Mondays. And I think a big part of that was I wasn't doing things that truly excited me. It's different now.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Course.
You know, my wife, Sarah, and I, we host a podcast about home birth. We do it together. And we interviewed two moms today and they shared their home birth story. That's something that we want to do.
Wow.
So yeah. Mondays are like, oh, cool. I get to talk to some amazing moms and dads from all over the world. And I get to be in on one of the most incredible experiences of their lives. That's fun for me on Mondays. And so, you know, because I have designed my life and my work and all these different things, my relationship towards Mondays is totally different.
I'm very pleased to hear that, Matthew, because I read up somewhere, I don't know how official this statistic is, but I think it is common knowledge. Mondays is a day where a lot of people call in sick to work, no surprise there. But it's also the day that most natural deaths occur and also most suicides occur. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
It's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because I thought, you know, Mondays is a day that, and you know, what you said before about how you hear all these jokes and songs about people living for the weekend, that in a way makes me a little bit sad, because that means people 2/3 of their life, they're looking forward to something and not being present.
Yeah. You know, and I think that sometimes you got to go through it, and everybody's got their point where they're just complete with it. And, you know, hopefully the point of your completion is like, I'm complete with this job or experiencing this job the way that I have been. So let me make a shift, as opposed to, you know, taking yourself out, obviously. But, you know, I mean, I probably had to go through a couple of thousand Mondays that sucked in order for me to be like, okay, I'm done hating Mondays. Because, you know, whether or not you are going to go on an entrepreneurial journey and which, by the way, is not like going to Disney World. I mean, let's just put that out there. It's not like being your own boss is now all of a sudden everything is effortless. It's quite the opposite. But needless to say, you still have a little bit more control and you can be more intentional. But sometimes I think you got to go through that stuff until it really clicks with you that, you know what, my Mondays don't have to suck. Okay, let me take back my power. Let me take back my power to create the experience I want to create. Even if I'm not going to change my job, even if I'm not going to change my work environment, I can still change how I experience it and how I relate to it. So when you start to do that, then you don't have to feel like you are at the whim of Mondays and your work week. You can take back that power a little bit and do things to shift your experience of it all.
Matthew, I'm wondering if there is a mantra or an affirmation that you stick to.
Yeah, there's one for me. It's personal to me. It's simple. Be awesome.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, it has a ton of meaning for me. I started to adopt that mantra about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. At the time, my wife and I have such a fascinating story of us getting together. We worked at a startup company. She was dating the CEO of the company. I was dating someone else. We both became single. We dated each other. It didn't work out. She dated the boss again. I didn't. We got back together. I mean, it was like back and forth. And during one of those periods where, you know, I had feelings for her, but I wasn't with her. She was dating somebody else. I just found myself being incredibly jealous. I found myself being incredibly sad and angry. And since all of us worked together, it impacted how I showed up at work. And so I just needed to do something and remind myself of something to like regain some of, I don't know, some control over things, control over myself, and be awesome came to me. And just when I was feeling jealous, when I was feeling frustrated, I could just close my eyes and just remind myself, be awesome, not feel awesome, not do something awesome, be awesome. And that always would shift me and it would help get me back on track. And that's something that I still say to myself today, be awesome.
Wow. Fantastic. Matthew, I'm just wondering too, you talked about, you know, maybe we have to do another podcast and you can tell me about, you know, your wife and your story. It sounds to be quite a fascinating one. And again, I'm not surprised that it's very original and unique to you. It's not the typical, well, we fell in love, we were so aligned. it kind of has a story behind it. So I think we got to touch base on that. If there is anything that you could provide to anyone who's not living the life that they love and especially dreading Mondays, what would it be?
Yeah, so many ways to answer this question, right? So many different paths that are like unique. You know, like, what do you want to experience? What do you want to experience? Because I really do believe it's a choice. And sometimes that self-reflection is all it really takes, because you may not have done it. You may not have thought, what do I really want to experience? What would a great Monday feel like for me? What would a great relationship with my boss feel like for me? What would a healthy relationship with my coworkers feel like? What would the ideal job for me feel like? And that self-reflection, particularly if you do it frequently, if that becomes a habit of yours, you know, you sort of start to get in tuned with what works for you and what doesn't work. And I believe that over time, if you're very, very aware of the things that aren't working for you, something's going to shift. Something's going to shift in either your behavior. You're going to do something that you're going to start to create some experiences that do work for you. In my case, it was leaving my job. Or you might just say, screw the self-awareness. I don't care about it. I'm going to go into things that help me cope and help me get through this. And, you know, in my opinion, that's not the healthiest direction to go. So just having that awareness, what is it that I want to create? And, you know, just understanding and owning that it's all within your power. Like, it's all within your power, because you're creating the current experience you're having. If you hate Mondays, you're creating that experience. And if it's so visceral, if you're feeling that dislike for Mondays so strongly, well, guess what? You're able to create a strong experience. It's just going south. You can change it, and so it goes north, right? So you can just own that. Be like, dang, I'm pretty darn powerful. You know, like, I can really create a strong dislike for something. Wow, well, what happens if I create a strong like for something? What do I need to do in order to make that happen? And you can really go from there when you feel like you're empowered, when you feel like you're the computer programmer. So write the program. Write your program. Wow. And then go live it. And that's just that's helped me. That's really helped me, especially when I want to say that it's external factors that are the cause of where I'm at today or what I'm feeling today. And it's like, no, this is emanating from within. So let me go ahead and reclaim that power and do something about it.
Well, and Matthew, I guess to wrap up, here's a fun question. Do you take the phone to the bathroom with you?
Yes, sometimes. Definitely.
Where do you draw the line for phone use in the bathroom?
I don't talk on the phone. No, I don't talk coaching on the sessions. Phone. Coaching sessions. No, I do coaching sessions outside. I'll be in my garden just milling around. I like to be movement. I like to be in movement when I'm talking on the phone. No, bathroom is like, you know, just checking on social media, Instagram stuff, news stuff, and playing solitaire. I play a lot of solitaire.
That's pretty handy to be. I think it's a great place to get those, you know, emails checked on, text messages sent, done.
Yeah, especially if you tell yourself, I'm limiting any unproductive work to the bathroom, then hopefully, ideally, you aren't spending a whole lot of time doing unproductive things. So I try to do that as well.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate the insight and the wisdom that you've shared on your own personal journey on how you've created a Monday that you love. Thank you so much for your time, and I can't wait to catch up with you to hear more about your story.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you creating this podcast and this conversation. Thanks.
Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.